The Minister of Education, Mrs. Betty Moldidrisu, says she is in a fix as to whether a report that suggests that teachers spend about 60% of contact hours outside the classroom is true or not. Mrs. Moldidrisu, however, admitted that teachers do spend some time outside the classroom. She maintained that the report, if found to be true, may be attributed to lack of supervision, motivation, and unapproved study leaves, in addition to national exercises such as census and elections. Mrs. Moldidrisu spoke to Kingsley Obenchere on our current affairs program, Behind the News.
The teachers were not in the classroom. This is a research which has been disputed by the teachers themselves. The teachers are saying that even if the research revealed that there was a 40% contact time, it meant that the teachers might have been doing activities that were lawfully prescribed for them to do. For example, during the election time, during the census time. So the teachers are also rebutting that research. So I'm caught somewhat in the middle. All we know is that monitoring and supervision of teachers is found wanting. And that more often than not, you find that headmasters, circuit supervisors, and so on bemoan the fact that teachers are not in the classroom when they should be.
Can you tell us the organization that conducted the research and when?
I believe that this research was conducted, I think it was 2008-09, and I believe it was a UK organization because it was contained in, it's been quoted by both by DFID and by the World Bank.
Now you are talking about the fact that you are in a quagmire, but being in the middle, wanting the teachers to deliver whatever they can to give us quality education, looking at what the children will benefit, what do you say to the two?
There's a lot that needs to be done, so that even though the research might be disputed, what cannot be disputed is that teachers do not spend enough time in the classroom due to a variety of reasons. The first is inefficient supervision and monitoring by those who are supposed to supervise and monitor the attendance of teachers. Inattendance of teachers is also due in part to lack of motivation. Sometimes the principals and the circuit supervisors have complained of inefficiencies in their payment centers.
Minister of Education Betty Moldidrisu. The president of NAGRAT, Christian Adaipoku, is however disputing the report. He noted that teachers are not expected to spend all contact hours in the classroom, since they are also supposed to engage in some extracurricular activities like sports, theatre and music. The Ghana National Education Campaign Coalition also believes the situation can be improved when school management committees are strengthened. The national coordinator of the coalition, Leslie Tete, says they are making efforts to strengthen the capacity of supervisors at national, regional and district levels.
A study has been conducted as at now. I don't know the delimited areas that the study was conducted, because it depends on where the study was conducted. That will help us to know the factors that might have contributed to that situation. For example, if somebody is teaching in a typical rural area where sometimes the vehicles go to the areas once in a week, if you have such a situation, in such extreme situations, then you expect that if a teacher goes and then he wants to go for his salary, it takes the teacher 1 week to get to the town for his salary and return. In that case, within that 1 week, contact hours will be lost, which cannot be entirely the fault of the teacher. But if you are talking about an urban area where teacher can commute from his place, go to bank and return, I don't think this can be a factor. And so there are so many factors that will have to be interrogated first before we can accept the results of the study. I don't know how generalizable the study would be. For example, was there any relationship as far as senior high school contact hours were concerned and that of the junior high schools? Because we know that senior high schools are normally concentrated in the urban areas where accessibility is there and teachers can really do their work. But these things aside, I want to also emphasize that when we are talking about contact hours, it's a little bit complex. A teacher does not necessarily need to be with the students, teaching them 1+1 is equal to 2 all the time, to be able to make good use of his contact hours. Apart from the fact that he will have face-to-face interaction with students, he has other things that he will do outside the classroom, which must also be considered part of his job.
National Coordinator of Ghana National Education Campaign Coalition, Leslie Tete, talking to Kingsley Obenchere.